NASA makes 56 patents available in public domain to benefit U.S. industries. If you've ever dreamed of working with NASA technologies, now is the perfect time to start. NASA recently released 56 formerly patented technologies into the public domain for unrestricted commercial use. These patents have been added to NASA's ever-expanding technology transfer program, a searchable database which catalogs thousands of publicly available patents. Some of the newest gifts to the public domain include a system for controlling a magnetically levitated rotor, a non-explosively actuated pressurization start valve, a method for manufacturing high-quality carbon nanotubes, a solid-state carbon monoxide sensor, an accelerator system and method of accelerating particles, a process and equipment for nitrogen oxide waste conversion to fertilizer. Although these technologies were developed for NASA missions, the agency asserts that in addition to being useful for the burgeoning commercialization of space flight, they may have non-aerospace applications. The patents selected for the transfer to the public domain were chosen by NASA officials looking for technologies that offer potentially high unit values, but are less likely to be licensed by private companies due to the low demand of end products, i.e., spacecraft. NASA helping or hindering U.S. manufacturing? By making these technologies available in the public domain, we are helping foster a new era of entrepreneurship that will again place America at the forefront of high-tech manufacturing and economic competitiveness, said Daniel Lochner, NASA's Technology Transfer Program Executive. By releasing this collection into the public domain, we are encouraging entrepreneurs to explore new ways to commercialize NASA technologies, Lochner added. Although NASA's aim of advancing American manufacturing is certainly laudable, releasing these technologies into the public domain is a questionable means to that end. Once the technologies are part of the public domain, they're just as accessible to European or Asian manufacturers as they are to Americans. One can't help but wonder why these technologies were migrated to the public domain rather than NASA's patent portfolio, which offers partnerships and licensing agreements to U.S. citizens,